Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Open Podcast.
You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
A million Hall of Famers. I can't give enough kudos. Mark Henry, Bully Ray, how are you guys today?
What's happening?
Oh, we are not. We're hanging out here, and we're talking something that has a lot of buzz, has a lot of people talking. It's really great matches that we've been witnessing, and we have witnessed a lot of great matches recently. And this master's class will be entitled When Opportunity Knocks, Breakout Performances, where that can lead to. Don't know if you guys feel that you've had some, but also just kind of like this is the topic for the master's class. And Mark, would you like to go first?
Yeah, man. Like I did have a breakout match. I had my banishment to Canada, which ended up not being a banishment in the grand scheme of things. But while I was in Kentucky in Louisville, I ended up being invited to go to the Pillman Show. And at that time, Hugh Morris was also out of work and not on television. And they said, hey, y'all want to work? And we was like, yeah, shit. And we had a match that was so good that I got called back to WWE, and Hugh, they hired him. So one match can do a lot for you. And we experienced that last week, the match I started crying because of the emotional investment that I got in Chad Gable and Gunther's match. Mm-hmm. And the fact that his daughter was so into it and that it made me into it. And not to mention the match was awfully good. And when he lost and she started crying, bro, I couldn't help myself. Really? I was emotional, and I wanted to see Gable on TV more from that one point. I know he'd done good stuff before. And I watched Gunther go as long as Roman Reigns, it seems like, being a champion. And I get to see him every week. But I wanted to see him more. And not just on television, but in the main event. I wanted to see him close the show with the emotion, with the bells, the whistles. And it was based off that one match last week. And we could point out wrestling from every show where there's somebody that has a breakout match and you go, damn, why do they not use him? Why do they not use her? And we got the same thing that week with Ricky Starks and Bryan Danielson. You start wondering, why the hell is Ricky Starks not more over? Man, that was incredible. We know who Danielson is. But you can only go out there so much with the hoopla and the bells and whistles, and you finally need somebody that brings it out of you. Bryan Danielson slapped Ricky Starks in the face with the strap. And then Ricky Starks hit him back. It was like they were trying to one-up each other. How much pain can you give out? Same thing with Miro and Hobbs. All the memes, they haven't worked. Neither one of those guys have worked in months. And the match that they had on the pay-per-view in Chicago, it was kind of a one-off. It was built a one-off. Why? Because there were memes, big men slapping meat from Big E Langston, and me posting, I love seeing big old dudes just slap meat. And it became something. Give me more. And those people had their moments. What about y'all?
Hang on. I just want to follow up with something with you, because as you know, and Bully knows, and I know, it's the follow-up. It's what gets behind you behind the scenes. For you getting called, you know, back to the main roster, like, how was that for you? Were you were viewed differently, or who was then in your corner to help, like, kind of guide this newer ship known as Mark Henry?
Well, people were like, damn, you learn how to work. And it was like Ricky Steamboat. I told this story before. After that match, I'm sitting on the floor after the match, blown up, 8 minutes, leapfrog, crossbody off the second. We were showing off. And I'm huffing and puffing, and Ricky Steamboat walks down the hallway, and he sees me on the floor, and he goes, hey, man, it's good to see that psychology still exists in our business. Nobody never included me in on the business up until that point. I was a member of the wrestling fraternity, says Ricky Steamboat. And everybody know I'm overly emotional. Don't take my kindness as weakness. Like, there were some tears shed.
Nice.
Because I had never been accepted before then. And then, of course, when I got brought back up and, you know, the whole Sexual Chocolate was born, The Nation, like, all of that stuff happened. It was like a rebirth of all of that. You know, so I was very, very proud of the fact that I was able to get the attention of the boys, because it wasn't like Vince was watching the Pillman Show to check for talent or to see what happened. It was the boys started going, hey, you see the match Mark Henry and Bill DeMott had? Fuck. Why are they not on TV? And it was that's what spawned us coming back. So, yeah.
Nice.
It takes sometimes for you to go and step your game up. But that's not the case of Miro and Hobbs and Danielson and Starks and Gable and Gunther. All of those guys are over as hell. And everybody know they can already work. It's just that they didn't get main event opportunity until just recent. Ricky Starks, he starts, and then they cool him off. Gunther, he's out there all the time, but he's in the fourth match. He's in the sixth match of the show. And then they go close it out with Roman Reigns. He don't get the main event spot very often because the obvious reason.
I mean,
but Gable, man, they stole the damn. Like, it would have been hard for Roman Reigns to end the show out with that match. That match was fire, bro.
Agreed.
And I love seeing people get the opportunity.
I mean, having a great match as Gunther and Gable had is never going to trump how big of a star that Roman Reigns is.
No.
Despite the fact that we've put Gunther over to the moon and said how credible he is as an Intercontinental Champion and how much he's done for the Intercontinental Championship, he's not even close to Roman Reigns territory right now. But I think they're on the right track with him, and I think one day they're going to get there. You know, when I heard the title of today's podcast, Breakout Performance, I'm trying to think to myself currently who's had a true breakout performance where one day you're at the middle of the card, and because you've had this breakout performance, all of a sudden you're a main eventer. And I couldn't really come up with one. And then I started thinking in the other direction of what about somebody who was really over and then had a breakout performance that was so bad that it affected them in the ring. But more importantly, in the fans' eyes. And the very first person I could think of was me. No, was me. Because in 1995, Bubba Ray Dudley was the most over babyface in ECW, a stuttering, dancing, 400-pound juggling moron who the people absolutely loved. And all I would do is go out there and powerbomb people. And people would be laughing and dancing with me and chanting my name. And it was awesome. And then one night I had to wrestle a guy named Gigolo Jimmy Del Rey. And that was my breakout performance. I broke out and exposed myself for being the shits. Because I didn't know how to work a lick because I was trained so poorly. I could remember some spots, I could do some moves. But as far as going out there and really working with a veteran, a guy like a Jimmy Del Rey who tagged with Dr. Tom Pritchard, and we all know how high esteem we all hold Dr. Tom. These were workers. These were old school workers of the business. And now I had to go in there with him and I did not know what I was doing. I exposed myself and they booed me out of the building. And that night, I got smartened up. That night, I broke out of my mindset that I'm not good at this. And I got to find a way to get better. Mm-hmm. So breakout performances, to me, can go either way. And from firsthand experience, it went in a really bad direction for me, where I had to learn how to work overnight. And you don't learn how to work overnight. I had to really start listening to the veterans that I had at my disposal. I had to really start asking a lot of questions. And then in the learning process, me and Devon had a feud against one another, and we went out there and we beat each other up so bad. And it was so physical that was a breakout performance for the both of us. Where we earned the ECW fans' respect through our willingness to destroy ourselves for the fan base. And that's how we won them back over. In modern wrestling, take a guy like a Miro. Take a guy like a Sandow. I'm sure there's other examples out there. But those guys had breakout performances in the WWE, and what happened to them?
Nothing.
They got shut down.
Yeah, the rug got pulled from under.
Because they had breakout performances, they got shut down. So sometimes this breakout performance that we're talking about isn't exactly the best thing because the office might not want you to have the breakout performance. Bryan Danielson had such a huge amount of breakout performances, mostly through the angle and the story with Kane and showing his range as an entertainer, that they could not stop the masses with Bryan Danielson.
Right.
But I think within the WWE, we've seen it go, both ways. Has Hobbs had a breakout performance in AEW? Yes. Has Wardlow? Absolutely. Why are they still on the back burner? Because they can't break out of the niche that Tony has them in, which is your big men. And big men only have a certain place here in AEW. So when, like I said, when I hear the topic of breakout, I don't just hear breakout performance and zoomed right to the top. I think sometimes that breakout performance works against talent. And I'm sure if we really thought about it, we could come up with other examples of guys that are getting over. You guys mentioned Ricky Starks. Ricky Starks at one point in AEW seemed like he was one night away from being the biggest babyface in the territory. And then all of a sudden, what happened to Ricky Starks? Or what's going on with Ricky Starks? So those are the examples that I had and the broad strokes that I can paint with on this topic. Other than that, can we come up with, if we're sticking to the topic, the breakout performance, is there one person that we can think of that had a performance that was so good on any given night that the next time we saw them, they were at the next level?
I guess that kind of leads to what I wanted to talk about. If I could just backtrack for you, Bully, you said it the best. In ECW, because I remember it, we needed everybody to be over. So when you said, listen to the veterans, you had Paul, correct? Helping yep. you and yes. wanting to not like, hey, cut bait on this person. So, I mean, that was a key thing. To answer your other question about breakout performances where they became main eventers, from what I've seen from as a fan and then what I've seen as a wrestler. I mean, number one, when I think of somebody like had a breakout performance and became a legit main eventer, Sting. Sting versus Ric Flair at the Clash then was like, this is the guy.
That's a great example.
Mick Foley, when Mick Foley wrestled The Undertaker, and you know, that performance that he had with The Undertaker, and then really got Mick kind of into that main event scene till he became, you know, the champion, helped switch the ratings thing, but his one performance led to another great performance. Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels.
I mean, going from a tag team wrestler. And then, back in the WWE has changed. But if you really think about it, that ladder match put Shawn as well as, you know, Razor Scott next stratosphere as in two amazing performers that we could go main event with these guys. And that's kind of how I feel it used to be viewed. Now it's totally different. If I'm continuing on like a history lesson, the first ever three-way dance in ECW, Terry Funk, Shane Douglas, Sabu. But that match alone had the fans chanting after an hour, three guys never wrestling was such an anomaly. And the fans after it chanting for, you know, five more minutes after guys going an hour, because guys weren't going an hour then, as well as three people weren't wrestling at the same time. And Terry Funk literally putting the company on his back to help solidify this is the deal, because back in his generation, as well as his father's, the 1 hour like set the tone for a company. You know, oh, here comes Harley Race, here comes Ric Flair, they're going to go an hour with the champion, and that guy is then solidified that they went to the draw with the champ. What is it? Rocky one, because everything goes back to Rocky. But I mean, Bully, you got to also remember some of the stuff that we saw with, you know, here comes this guy called Rey Mysterio and the performances he's having, because most wrestlers get over with their great in-ring performance. Rey Mysterio coming in, Malenko Guerrero. These guys weren't given an opportunity because of their height, and then they're having these breakthrough performances constantly. I'm just trying to think of a few more. If I could go more modern.
Oh, I was just going to give a modern day example in my eyes who has had some breakout performances to me is Orange Cassidy. Because as much of a gimmicky gimmick as Orange is, watching him keep up and wrestle like Kenny Omega, listen, it might not be your style of match or cup of tea, but Kenny's style is very fast, very aggressive, and takes a special set of mental skills, as well as we know physical skills, to be able to keep that up and keep it exciting. So Orange has had some breakout performances in my eyes.
Yep.
Yes.
Going
Darby
back.
Darby Allin too.
Yes. Still going back. Bill Alfonso's performance against Beulah, there was no women's division, but that performance saved his job because he was being fired that night. And it saved his job because of how much he bled, how hard he worked in that match. And I, you know, had to go to Paul and be like, you can't fire Fonzie. And he's like, you're right, saved his job. Jerry Lynn's breakout performances with Rob Van Dam took him to the next level where that match became classics. TNA, AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Samoa Joe.
Oh, man.
That three-way everybody talks about.
You just took me back.
Kurt Angle, the headbutt with Samoa Joe, and then Joe having, you know, those type of matches. Owen Hart's breakout performance, where he became this main eventer with his brother. There's so many great ones. If I could go most recent, and we just watched it, Tiffany Stratton and Becky Lynch, that match helped put her on the map. Breakout performance that changed the business, the Hardys, the Dudleys, Edge and Christian, which broke you guys out as, wow, this could main event anything. And this new concept literally changed the business, but it was a breakout performance how you guys were viewed within that world. Because again, tag team wrestling hasn't been viewed, you know, in the WWE like it was until that moment.
Bigger breakout performance, Hulk winning the championship in Madison Square Garden or Austin 316?
Ooh.
Holy crap. Why do you got to do that on the Masters class?
You just roll that grenade in. This fucking show is not that long.
I'll see you later. And I'll see you later. I'm out. talk amongst yourselves.
Hey, our very own Thunder Rosa. She won match of the year. Didn't have got a job because of it. She wasn't under contract with, you know, AEW out of that. Again, just keep on, just all these matches keep popping for me. You talked about Gunther. What put him on the map in my eyes was his match against Dragunov, where everyone's talking about this match. Newer stars today, I don't want to say newer because he's been around, but Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay, Okada at the Dome got him on the map. I mean, there's so many. Kobashi Mizawa, those matches helped them grow into the legends that they are. So, I mean, on 100% on for what you said, Bully, can affect you the one way. I think on the majority of this, it's how the office continues to follow up with it. And that's why so many of these guys became legends, Hall of Famers, changed the industry within, you know, how it is. I mean, Okada, I can't even say Jericho because Jericho's had so many amazing performances, but it's the best.
Chris's biggest breakout performance is his first night in the WWE.
I hate you. I was just going to say where he said he got exposed. I was just going to say that and you stole my friggin' fat thought. But it was, oh, crap, I got to step up. And even like, you know, how The Rock had talked about his feud with Triple H took him to the next level. So, I mean, there's so many great breakout performances that helped as well as, you know, hurt, because like I said, there's people that want to see it, and it's what the office follows up with. You guys got anything else?
That's one thing that we didn't really hit on is the fact that the office has to make the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's 'cause the fans want it.
I want to see the office in all the companies do something with the people that we just mentioned. Historically, matches, nothing can be done about that. We can't go back in time. But currently, like, I thought it was awesome. Tiffany Stratton and Becky Lynch, like, that's something that you can build on from there. And I hope the office does.
On Monday Night Raw last week, when they did that backstage with Pierce, Stratton, and Becky, I thought that was a mini breakout for performance for Tiffany Stratton, because I took to Twitter and I said, Tiffany Stratton is a star. She has no fear, and she's pompous as all hell. And the biggest part of that, the most important part of that, in my opinion, is the no fear. A lot of talent get called up, and you see them get put in that first position, that first match, that first promo, that first segment, whatever it is. And you can see that they're a bit of the deer in the headlights. Not Tiffany Stratton. She went for the jugular with Becky. She went, dear God, does she look the part? The girl, everything is in place perfectly. So she has that it factor from a visual point of view, from a cosmetic point of view. And then you get her speaking her verbiage, her lines with conviction. Yeah, you're Becky Lynch, but I'm Tiffany Stratton and I'm better than you, blah, blah. It's almost like a female MJF.
MJF's breakthrough performance against Danielson.
Wow.
Everybody said the kid couldn't wrestle. He could just talk. And that was up. Nope. Guess what? This kid could wrestle. That's why he's your AEW champion. You know, I was thinking about another moment that we were all there for. Columbia, South Carolina, Ric Flair versus Triple H. And it's in the cover of his book, where I was sitting in the locker room when they're filming the promo, and Rick was just looking at himself in the mirror like, I'm getting older, but I have to have the main event of my lifetime. And then, you know, you learn about the story of how he lacked the confidence, and we're talking about Ric Flair. And then he went out there and they killed it. And it was so good. Like, I remember going, because you got to go. I went to Sean and I was like, Sean, we got to do this. And we all went out to the ring. We, you know, we picked him up on our shoulders, and because it was such a special moment where you also thought, hey, maybe Rick may go away. But it gained him confidence that at what, 62, he was in the Money in the Bank, taking bumps off a ladder, but got that confidence from one match where, hey, this is why you're Ric Flair. It wow. And again, The Office then followed up with it because of Triple H.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, when opportunity knocks, hopefully The Office listens. Thank you all for listening to this week's The Master's Class with Bully Ray, Mark Henry, and myself, Tommy Dreamer.
A 5-star rating.
5 stars. Like us. Do all the things that you're supposed to do when you listen to these podcasts. We love you guys. That's it for this week's episode of The Master's Class.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.